So you graduate from Middle Tennessee State. What did you do then, and what did you want to do?
Well, I went in the Army. I was an officer in the service. I spent 2 years in the Army.
Well, you graduated in 1954. The Korean War had just ended. Korean War was on from 1950 to 1953. So you went into the Army.
Yeah.
Why? Because you weren't drafted.
That was just what I did. I was in the service those 2 years, and I never had to go anyplace except stay right at Fort Knox. They found out I was a basketball player. Next thing you know, I'm playing basketball most of the time, and then I'm working at Fort Knox, and I'm taking care of all of the sports. I was a second lieutenant, and then I became a first lieutenant. Then I got out of the service, and that's when I went back to teach school.
That was Fort Knox, Kentucky. You weren't all that far from home,
no,
really.
No.
That was an easy 2 years for you, and a fun 2 years, I suppose.
Oh, unbelievable.
You come out of the Army, then what do you do?
There was a two-star general, Paul A. Disney, took a liking to me. It's just one of those lucky things, I guess. General Disney wanted me to stay in the service and wanted to change back to regular Army in the tank corps. And I told him if it was just me, I would stay in the service because I kind of liked the Army. But I'd already made up my mind that I was going to coach for a living.
Somewhere along the line here, had you met your bride, your wife yet?
Met her in college.
And her name?
Peggy McQuitty.
When were you married?
I was a year ahead of her. That spring that she graduated, I was at Culver Military Academy, and I was teaching there. I never had any problem getting a job. It just seemed to be easy.
You knew you wanted to be a basketball coach?
Yeah, because I had been doing that a long time.
So you come out of the Army. Do you begin to look for a basketball coaching job then?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to teach phys ed, physical education, and coach football and basketball.
Your first coaching job was where?
It was at Tullahoma High School in Tennessee. Nice big school. I was there that first year, and my principal and superintendent, he called me and he said, "You've got to come home." I said, "Well, I can't come home just this first year." Prof. Schultz, he'd been awfully good to me. He said, "No, you've got to come home. We need you to come home and take care of football and basketball." I asked not to do the football that first year because I hadn't been involved in football for 4 or 5 years. But the intention was that I was going to coach football and basketball, track.
So then you came to that high school. Again, the name of that high school?
Carroll High School. After that, though, I realized that I needed to get that master's degree. So I went back to Middle Tennessee, 9 months, got that taken care of.
Why was it important that you have a master's degree?
Well, it just helped.
Yeah.
In fact, I even thought about going to Peabody and working on a higher degree.
You chose not to do that.
Yeah.
But you got your master's.
Yeah.
Then how did the Middle Tennessee State job come about?
Well, after that, I didn't have any problem getting a job right there at Middle Tennessee. Coach Murphy was the athletic director and a football coach. Next thing you know, I'm assistant basketball coach. 4 years later, I'm the head coach.
At Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah. I was an assistant coach for 4 years, and then the next year I was there 5 years as a head coach. That's how I met President Roberts, because we flew out to Tulsa. ORU did Bill White was a coach there, and I had a friend that wanted us to come out to Tulsa.
To play.
To play, because they needed some help. I just would come out there because it didn't have much reputation.
Let's go back to Middle Tennessee State. We talk about blacks and whites here. You recruited blacks that played for the first time at Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I went to see the president. I said, "Dr. Cope, is there any problem?" He said, "You can recruit anybody that you want." And that's when I was able to bring the two black kids in. It was Willie Brown and Art Polk. Willie Brown and Art Polk, two great players.
Were they playing right there?
One of them was playing in Kansas City, and one of them played in Nashville. They were freshmen.
From the community or from the college or students? Any pushback?
You know, not really, John, but yeah. They didn't really get after me, but I could tell there was some undertow.
But these two ball players, they were obviously stars for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
They start winning games.
Oh, yeah.
You start establishing a good record there at Middle Tennessee State.
Well, we struggled in the beginning, but when I got the kind of kids we were getting, you could tell that we had something that was going to happen.
Yeah.